Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. United Way of Central Indiana is holding its annual campaign kickoff today with a $50 million goal by 2017. Festivities, including some Colts-related entertainment, going on until 1 p.m. on Monument Circle. The Indiana Supreme Court is hearing arguments over a contract that would require the state to buy natural gas from a private southwestern Indiana plant and resell it. Opponents, including gas utility Vectren, contend the 30-year deal would cost utility customers as much as $1.1 billion in higher rates. Governor Mike Pence has left for Asia on his first overseas trade mission as governor. First Lady Karen Pence, business leaders, and other elected officials are joining him for stops in Tokyo and Nagoya. Japan is considered Indiana's largest trading partner in Asia. State Higher Education Commissioner Teresa Lubbers is on a seven-stop school tour. The goal of the College Success Tour is to encourage more Hoosiers to pursue a post-secondary degree. Lubbers says as the economy transitions, no longer can someone rely only on a high school diploma.
Let's be blunt. If you drop out of high school right now, there is no career pathway for you. Now, some people will give me an exception, and I go, there may be an exception, but it is that an exception. The best thing you can do is have both a high school diploma and a workforce credential that allows you to move into the middle class. And even then, the likelihood is you will continue to have more job on the job training or education.
Lubbers says Indiana ranks 40th in education attainment and personal per capita income in the nation, and only a third of Hoosiers have more than a high school diploma. WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 82. Clear tonight with a low of 56. A slight chance of showers Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid to upper 80s. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth. The local midday business report is next.